Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 29, the New Contemporary Version. Patient people have great understanding, but people with quick tempers show their foolishness. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Bongo here. Good morning. How did you do yesterday? Now be honest. Were you able to survive just eating your two major meals? Or did you find that you're a nibbler? You find something that you snack on. Maybe someone is even eating a snack and you just put your finger and took a slice of bread, took one cookie out, took a bar of chocolate from them, or just took a bite from the chocolate, took a spoon of ice cream. Someone's having something and you just, you know, dig into it. Were you able to survive just eating your main meals and nothing more? You know, one of the things that it also did for me yesterday is to also meditate on the fact that there are people all over the world who don't have the privilege of snacking. So snacking is a luxury, because I discovered that these days when people drop meal plans, they have the three meals and then they have a snack. And as luxurious as that is, but for some of us, as normal as that is, I still don't want you to take it for granted that it is not a luxury that has been gifted you by God. So yesterday we got to live like how some other people who barely have enough to eat live in the world. And that should make you humble and help you relate with the poor. So today we're going to need a lot of prayer. I believe we're going to need a lot of prayer to achieve today so much. Well, maybe not everyone. Let me speak for myself, but I believe that it will take a lot to do today. So today's soul purge is no impatience. Now, all over the Bible tells us about being patient. It starts from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It tells us that love is patient. So if we're going to be like God, because God is love, we need to work on our being patient. And I must confess, I'm one of those people who are very, very, very impatient with incompetence. So I'm not a generally impatient person. I can wait. I know how to wait, but I can't really deal with incompetence. You tell me you can do something, then get to it. I'm probably going to snap. But I think that today God is going to help me. And I also believe that, you know, sometimes when we're in close proximity with people, or we're training new staff, or we find ourselves in a cycle where, or a season where certain things are not moving as fast as we. Would like it to move, we struggle with waiting. To be honest, I believe that patience is something that is gifted to us by God. Because sometimes, and I don't know if this is going to come out right, but I think that the wealthier you become, the more impatient you become. I think I have noticed it with quite a few people. So when they start to enter some level of wealth where they can pay for certain services, they find it harder to wait or to hang around people who are struggling to get things right. And the Bible tells us here that a patient person is very smart. A quick-tempered person makes stupid mistakes, because if you don't wait it out, you're going to make a mistake. And so the scripture I read to you this morning says that patient people have great understanding. So it tells me that if you're not patient, you're quick to show your foolishness. And this scripture also, Proverbs 16:32, NCV version says, patience is better than strength. Controlling your temper is better than capturing a city. today. You're going to learn the strength and the wisdom that comes with patience, because the demand that's going to be placed on you today is that you have to be patient. So today on SoulPod, you don't get that chance to be impatient with your children or with your spouse, because sometimes they're the ones we're most impatient with. And I think that when the Bible says that love is patient, it is because when you love someone, I think that you have to consistently make that decision to be patient with them. And I know that someone may ask me, what is patience? Honestly, patience has a lot of descriptions. Patience is the ability to endure difficult circumstances. It may involve perseverance in the face of delay. It may involve tolerance of provocation without responding or without disrespect or anger. So patience is not just waiting. It's the ability or the capacity to accept or tolerate delay. So it's not just about waiting. I've been waiting for you. I'm tired of being patient. No, you're not being patient, because if you're being patient, you'll be tolerant of that delay. You'll also be able to accept or tolerate problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. So you're able to restrain yourself from being upset or angry when something doesn't go your way. You know, it's handling these things without being disrespectful. And so patience is not just, oh, I waited. No, patience is your attitude while you wait. It is your being able to manage the situation. So today, no matter what happens, you must respond by not being angry. You must respond by not being disrespectful. You must respond by being able to tolerate the delay or accept it without anxiety or without being annoyed. Because I found that a lot of people cannot wait and wait well. So patience is, I'm waiting, but I'm waiting well. My attitude while I wait, or while I'm accepting what it is that is happening in my life at the time. And so today, I'm asking you to be patient with the people around you. Be patient with the people in your life. Be patient with the circumstances, situations, the things that are happening in your life. Trust me, I of all people should know that we will need lots of prayers to achieve this. So it may be a good idea to spend a lot of time praying today. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Compton.